Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is already the 24th day of July. It's Cousins Day. If you're not posting photos of you and your cousins on Facebook, do you really love them?
You're so awful. Say hi to your cousin.
It's also drive-through day today and tequila day. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
That's exactly right. Four, yeah. Yes.
And today is Amelia Earhart's day.
Wherever
you know
she is.
You know she was, right?
Yes.
Violent?
Yes.
She reminds me of you, Jana. You fly off at a moment's notice and never really end up back where you started. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Former Atlantic City Council President Craig Calloway sentenced yesterday to the maximum 24 months in federal prison for various election fraud activities. Calloway is to report to federal prison in 90 days and is not allowed to possess any computer or digital devices in the meantime.
The beach patrol in Avalon rescued 10 people when their sailboat's engine failed and it ran into a jetty. The accident occurred yesterday during a sailing lesson in Townsend's Inlet near 8th Street. Patrol officers call the inlet one of the most dangerous on the East Coast. About 40 lifeguards and several agencies helped rescue the two instructors and 8 teenagers from the water. Some of the teens were shaken up, but nobody was hurt.
And it seemed like a good idea at the time. A man riding on the hood of a moving car in Pleasantville the other night seriously injured when he fell off. They say 56-year-old David Dobley was riding on the hood of the car just before 3 p.m. The driver, 73-year-old Brian Morris, drove away after Dobley fell off the hood but was found nearby and is now facing about a dozen charges.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and hot. High of 87. More hot and humid tomorrow.
Jana, time now for Jana's fangirl update.
We're talking about Jay DeMarcus this morning from Rascal Flatts. He recently opened up about the time he got lost inside Jason Aldean's massive mansion in Tennessee. He joked that he needed Waze just to find the exit. That's how big this place is. You know when you're looking at pictures of houses and, like, they're just not doing it justice for how giant this place really is? That's what Jay's giving with this whole explanation. So he even considered using a glass cutter, he said, to escape through the bathroom because he couldn't find his way out. All jokes aside, he and Aldean have known each other for years. They're obviously really good friends. But you can take a tour of Jason Aldean's Nashville mansion right now at catcountry1073.com. Speaking of Jason Aldean, he just had the ultimate girl dad moment helping his 6-year-old daughter, Navy, pull out her very first tooth. His wife, Brittany, caught it all in one video. Big bro Memphis was hyping her up the whole time. She was a little nervous, a lot of cheering. One proud papa moment unlocked. Okay, of course, we've got the video ready for you on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. It was 45 years ago, July 25th, 1980, that the movie Caddyshack premiered in theaters.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the movie Caddyshack?
No, I'll add it to the list.
That surprises me.
Ew.
You never see it. You've never seen any movie older than 10 years old. New York Times review of the film called it immediately forgettable. The original plot for Caddyshack revolved around Danny Noonan's conflicts with the characters played by Ted Knight and Scott Colombi.
Who?
Ted Knight and Scott Colombi.
Okay.
Ted Knight is dead, I know that.
Aw.
Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, Rodney Dangerfield, only supposed to have small bit cameo-sized roles, but their improvisational routines were so successful, their characters were expanded, and expanded again. They became the stars. I know Ted Knight hated it. He hated all the improv.
Well,
hated being in the movie, but he's actually pretty funny in the movie. Again, the movie is Caddyshack, Jana.
I have to watch it today.
45 years old today. Yes.
If I watch it, I'll let you know.
Yes, that's your job.
Homework.
To watch it.
Okay. Stop it.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Coming up in an hour at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. Here it is. What weird or crazy thing did you believe in when you were a kid? Maybe your parents told you, or your grandparents, or somebody, friends told you this is how it was. It wasn't true, but you believed it. What are some crazy things that you believed when you were a kid? Let us know, 609-383-1073.
Yeah.
Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Some of these are really good.
Here's one. This is from Barb in Linwood. I've never heard this one before. Barb says, I thought the road sign, no outlet, meant that houses in the area didn't have electrical outlets.
That's so funny.
She says, I couldn't figure out why somebody would want to live there. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning.
Here we go.
Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Jim from Egg Harbor Township has this morning's joke. Thank you, Jim. A young American tourist goes on a guided tour of a creepy old English castle. At the end of the tour, the guide asks her how she enjoyed it. She says she was a bit worried about seeing a ghost in some of the dark, cobwebby rooms and passages.
Oh, geez.
Don't worry, says the guide. I've never seen a ghost all the time I've been here. The girl says, well, how long is that? The guy says, about 300 years. With Joe and Jana. So coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's some weird or outrageous thing that you believed as a kid that, of course, was not true?
I love this question.
We've got a ton.
Because I feel like I have so many answers.
We've got a ton of them. Lucy from Margate said, my dad was watching America's Most Wanted once when I was a kid, and he told me that a serial killer was somebody who jumped out of your cereal box and killed you.
That's awful.
Lucy said, I couldn't eat cereal for a whole year.
That's awful. Poor girl.
Lisa, she's on the phone from Wildwood. Now, Lisa, you said your stories about the old BL England power plant.
So I thought the power plant smokestacks are what made the clouds.
Oh.
I don't think my parents corrected me for years.
That's great. Ah, you know what?
That's adorable.
I heard somebody else say that once before as well.
That's
really
so
the same
funny.
Thing. That's where the clouds are made, right there. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
Vietnam. A woman drove her car into a pond. She did it while she was texting.
Oh, nice.
Fortunately, she was able to swim to safety. Good morning, we're Joe, and three things you need to know this morning. Some tricky moments on the water yesterday. The Beach Patrol in Avalon ended up rescuing 10 people when their sailboat's engine failed and it ran into a jetty. The accident occurred yesterday during a sailing lesson in Townsend Inlet near 8th Street. Some 40 lifeguards and several agencies helped rescue the two instructors and 8 teenagers from the water. Some of the teens were shaken up, but nobody was hurt.
An Ocean County mother is arrested and charged in the death of her 2-year-old daughter. Tests performed on the toddler show she'd ingested methadone. Mother Jenna O'Connor of Ocean Gate called 911 after finding the child unresponsive in her crib. That was on July 17th. The little girl died 4 days later. O'Connor is charged with endangering the welfare of a child, but police say there could be additional charges. She's being held at the Ocean County Jail pending a detention hearing.
And a half dozen South Jersey towns dealing with deficits of tens of millions of dollars after underfunding their lifeguard pension programs. A report from the state found that the total liability for lifeguard pensions for Atlantic City, Brigantine, Longport, Margate, Sea Isle, and Ventnor is $37 million.
Ooh.
Of that, $34.2 million is unfunded.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, hot, high of 87, more hot and more humid.
Good morning, birthday shout-outs start right now.
Happy, here we go.
Happy birthday, Kimberly from KMA Courthouse. Kimberly is 41. Aiden Bradley of Egg Harbor Township is 35. Nancy Spurio of Mays Landing is 51. Happy birthday to Nicole. She's from Brigantine. Deborah Rizzo of Vineland celebrates today. It's Patty Ryder's 54th birthday.
Patty, happy birthday.
She's from Tuckerton. Happy birthday, Chris Chamberlain of Vineland. Mikey Kendrick of KMA Courthouse is 29. Happy birthday, Beth Meisner of Vincenttown, who's 49.
Woo-hoo!
Happy birthday to Sharon Whitaker, who's 50. Bridget Durbin of Toms River celebrates today. And Rick McCarrick of Mays Landing. Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick.
He's 56. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Nancy Spurio of Joe and Jana. Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's some weird things you believed as a kid that were not true, but you believed them? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button. On the Cat Country 107.3 app, you said you had one, something you believed, Jana?
Yeah, I believed that if we left the, the car light, you know what I'm talking, like the above car light, the ceiling light in the car.
The interior light in
yes,
your car?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't know if there was like an official name for that or not, but like I believed that we would get pulled over because it was illegal to have it on. And I thought that until, well into adulthood, way longer than I should have.
Okay.
Right. Like, we're talking, like, only, like, 6 years ago.
Kathy,
so, like, in my mid to late 20s, I found out that wasn't real.
Kathy from Egg Harbor Township, when I was little, I thought that very tiny people worked in the streetlights. They had shifts, and their job was to sit in the light and decide when to turn it green.
That's so funny. That is so stinking cute.
Let's go to the phone. Debbie from Millville. Go ahead, Debbie.
My brother come and pick me up in his Mustang and show it off. Mm-hmm. He would hit the seek button on the radio,
right.
And I didn't know what he was doing, and then he'd touch the steering wheel or the top of the car, and it would change channels. He changed.
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Our question of the day today, What weird or strange or crazy things did you believe when you were a kid that obviously weren't true, but you believed them because somebody told you you heard them, or that's what you figured out? 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I know one of the things I believed when I was a kid, and I got this in my own head, this was in the 60s, 70s, there was the war in Vietnam going on, and news reports would always talk about the war, and they'd talk about guerrilla warfare, which was used a lot on the other side in Vietnam. And I always thought, man, they got guerrillas fighting for them.
Aw, little Joe Kelly.
That's what I believed.
That's so stinking cute.
What did you believe when you were a kid? 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
We have a lot of messages. I actually love this one from Chelsea from SL Manor. She says that you have to hold your breath when going through tunnels underwater, like the underwater tunnels that you drive through. That's crazy because I remember on the bus, like no adult said this to me, but the kids on the bus, the older kids would hold their breath when we would pass by a cemetery on the way to school. Okay. And so I always was like, oh man, like that must be a thing. And so I think I was like maybe 11 when I realized that wasn't true. But I did it I think I got it in my head that it was just kids that had to do that. And so I would just like hold my breath. I wouldn't be like dramatic about it. I would just like hold my breath. Nobody knew. I don't even think my mom knew that I used to do that, but it was such a thing.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
Yeah. But when we got Deb from Corbin City, this is funny too. Deb says, my dad told me that my grandmom's tongue split in half because she didn't eat her vegetables. And she said that she believed it until her young teen years, and guess who ate her vegetables?
You didn't find out. What's some weird or crazy things you believed as a kid? 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Joe is from Absecon. What'd you believe, Joe?
We used to go on the expressway to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And there was a sign that always says, in case of emergency, use your shoulder. So I couldn't figure out how the hell is my shoulder going to help me in case of an emergency.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Thanks, Joe.
That's so funny. I never even thought of it like that. That's hysterical.
Libby is on the line from Galloway. Go ahead, Libby.
Okay, so the weird thing that I believed as a child, which still makes no sense to me,
right,
in radios, the singers would come in and...
So a Thursday morning, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today's prize, 2 tickets to see Little Big Town.
Nice.
The band's going to be up at the PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale Friday, August 8th at 7. 2 tickets to Little Big Town if you win this morning. Here's the question. What's the number one thing that people daydream about while at work?
Oh, that's a good one.
Not being at work is good, but that's not it.
Okay.
What's the number one thing people daydream about while they're working? 609-383-1073. 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. At stake, 2 tickets to see Little Big Town, Friday, August 8th, 7 p.m., PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale. Here's the question. What's the number one thing people daydream about while at work?
Tacos.
Killing your coworker is my favorite answer, but that's not
so
it.
That's so mean. And why are you staring at me?
It's not mean.
Yes, it is.
It's a daydream.
No, that's not right.
Number one thing people daydream about at work. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it vacation?
Where do you want to go on vacation?
Anywhere.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, you're our winner. That's the right answer.
Oh, awesome.
What's your name? 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time for the I Challenge Jana question.
Okay.
The average person, Jana, swears how many times a day? You have to get within 10% of the actual answer.
Okay. I was going to say swears what? But
the average person cusses.
Yeah.
Says bad words how many times a day?
I'm going to say 18 times.
You're going to say what?
18.
18?
Is that low?
Son of a...
Is that right?
You're close enough. 16.
Oh, 2 off.
How'd you come up with 18?
Come on, Jana. I don't know. I've thought about it.
3 in the morning. 3 midday.
Yeah.
3 during the afternoon.
Yeah.
7 when your husband comes home.
Right. That's kind of how it
goes. The average person swears 16 times a day.
I was trying to think of like myself. I try not to do it all the time. I try not to use it as a sentence enhancer. So I try not to do it all the time.
Wash out your mouth. Just...
City Electric.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Former Atlantic City Council President Craig Calloway sentenced yesterday to the maximum 24 months in federal prison for various election fraud activities. Calloway is to report to federal prison in 90 days and is not allowed to possess any computer or digital devices in the meantime.
The Beach Patrol in Avalon rescued 10 people when their sailboat's engine failed and it ran into a jetty. The accident occurred yesterday during a sailing lesson in Townsend Inlet near 8th Street. Patrol officers called the inlet one of the most dangerous on the East Coast. About 40 lifeguards and several agencies helped rescue the two instructors and 8 teenagers from the water. Some of the teens were shaken up, but nobody was hurt.
And it seemed like a good idea at the time. A man riding on the hood of a moving car in Pleasantville the other night seriously injured when he fell off. We say 56-year-old David Dobley was riding on the hood of the car just before 3 p.m. The driver, 73-year-old Brian Morris, drove away after Dobley fell off the hood but was found nearby and is now facing about a dozen charges.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and hot. High of 87, more hot and humid.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And let's hit it.
There are 5 of them. Number one. My terrible twos really set the tone for the rest of my life.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Number two, sorry, I had to unfollow you when you put the apostrophe in the wrong place on a plural possessive.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Come on.
Apostrophe S means it's yours or theirs. And we'll save it for later.
Yeah, I think you better. Number three, of course I work out. Right now I'm working out how I can fit more ice cream in the freezer.
Good luck with that.
Number four, Mark Zuckerberg is 41 years old, has a net worth of $242 billion.
Billion.
Despite settling an $8 billion lawsuit this week. I'm 43, just had my hair cut for the first time in a year because I finally found a $5 coupon.
Woo!
Never stop chasing your dreams.
Yeah.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, winter. It's too cold to leave the house and do anything. Summer. It's too hot to leave the house and do anything. Hey, girl. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Going to be a big weekend. A lot of things going on. You're going to be out and about both tomorrow and...
And Saturday.
Saturday, both days.
Yeah, you're right. So first up tomorrow, we're teaming up with Beatbox to kick your weekend off right. You'll find us at Joe Canals from noon to 2 right here in EHT on Fire Road. Games, prizes. I got a bunch of tickets for you. That's going down tomorrow from noon to 2. Joe Canals on Fire Road. And then on Saturday, congratulations and happy birthday to Twist. Yes, the ice cream place Twist in Linwood. They're celebrating their first anniversary and we're helping.
It's Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. And this is becoming a daily thing. It's like our road rage story of the day. This one comes from Key West. Have you ever been to Key West, Jana?
No, I haven't actually.
Key West is fun. It's actually one of the most laid back places on earth. I guess the only rage is happening out on the roads because it does get a little trafficky, especially getting on and off Key West. But this is what happened. Cynthia Sosa stopped her car to let a chicken cross the road. There's a lot of chickens and roosters in Key West, but that's another story. Okay. So she stopped to let a chicken cross the road. Another driver started honking at her, then passed her and ran over the chicken.
What?
Sosa.
What did the chicken do to you?
She then chased the other driver with her car.